Hey you guys, today is February 18th, 2015. This is the first edition of the first ever Kiltcast. I'm Hope, and I'm here with
Ivan Birds Martinez
and Drew.
Okay, Drew, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what we can expect from this cast?
Alright, so on this first episode of the Kiltcast, we're going to open up with what we're writing, how the week went. We're going to move on to features, what we've got on the site. We're going to talk about those really quickly for you. And after that, we're going to have our feature discussion where we talk about, a big topic. And I think that is going to be Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
let's get started. Yeah. So, Ivan, what are you working on this week? I know you went to something really cool.
Yeah, actually. So, this past Friday, I had a tremendous opportunity to go to Joe Louis Arena, which, if you don't know, it's where the Detroit Red Wings play. And, me and a bunch of, like, one representative from each high school in the Michigan area got to interview in a press conference type deal, the head coach, the GM, a few players, and a bunch of people who work in the NHL in journalism. We got to interview them and ask questions. And because of that, I'm going to be writing an article about the Red Wings using those interviews, and it's going to be pretty sick.
Sick, flippin' nasty.
Yeah. Right?
So. All right, Hope, what are you writing this week?
I actually haven't been doing that much writing this week because I have been helping revamp our Kilt website. Mm. And you can check it out at theadamskilt.com. It's pretty cool. We redid the logo, the design, the color scheme. It's all really cool, really sweet. Might give you a cavity. No,
that
never mind.
That was terrible.
I know.
Okay. I will say the website does look actually amazing.
It looks really good.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
So you guys should check it out.
Big props.
Also, we've started this project where we go around once a week and we ask a question of the week or questions of the week. This week is going to be SATs, so keep a lookout for people asking questions. You might end up, if you're a junior, obviously, and you might end up on our video series.
Yeah, cool. I was working on this, putting together this dang podcast here, so hopefully you like it, and if you don't, you can just go to hell.
I'm already there.
Already, yeah. I kid. But also I'm working on just a new article having to do with the Majora's Mask game that's coming out. So
I am.
If you're a fan of The Legend of Zelda's, then, you might want to be interested in that.
Big controversy with that one too, right?
Really? What kind of controversy did you hear over it?
Well, I mean, I've heard, because a lot of people obviously are very excited about whenever you have a great game being remade.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've heard the controls aren't amazing.
Yeah.
It's just kind of disappointing overall.
I've heard that there's just a general disapproval for the new game, just a general
from the fans. I think they made it easier and not in a good kind of way. As in more accessible, they just kind of pandered
they
a bit
dumbed
more.
It down.
They kind of dumbed it down. And I think as a result some of the themes were a little bit broken. But that's a discussion for another day.
Of course.
We're gonna move on to the feature reading. So Ivan, what features do we have on this site?
Right. So the first one we're gonna talk about is our lovely Bridget wrote an article about student council and this upcoming Charity Week.
Okay. Charity Week is the 23rd to the 27th, which is exciting.
Yeah.
We're doing a bunch of different spirit days, right? The first one is Pajama Day.
Yeah, Bob the Builder Day.
And then there's a business day. I mean, depending on who you are, every day is business day.
Aaron Meek?
Yes.
Shout outs to Aaron Meek.
Yeah.
And then, what are the other days?
There's Tropical Day. It's kind of cold outside. I don't know.
Yeah, listen.
I don't know how I'm feeling about that.
Student Council, I applaud them for trying to be creative, and they have.
What do you mean creative? They do a tropical week
every year.
All right. How often have you done Bob the Builder Day in your life?
But, like, what do I do for Bob the Builder Day?
I do Bob the Builder Day every day because I go to work, just like Bob the Builder and his red dump truck.
But, like, what do I dress up like? Do I just wear, like, flannel and jeans? Or do I, like, dress up like a giant talking concrete mixer? Do I bring in a concrete mixer?
That's kind of my point here. Like,
I don't know what to do.
They've been creative. They've been, kind of an awkward combination of creative and consistent lately. And we keep getting a lot of spirit things that no one necessarily asked for.
Much less participates in.
Yeah.
I remember,
I'm one of those people that has never participated in a spirit day because I'm not very spirited.
But remember they asked us. So. They asked us at one point, what spirit days would you like in the future?
Pajama day.
Everyone that I know put down Harry Potter Day. Did we get a Harry Potter Day?
No. Oh, you, the 15 people you know?
You know what?
Oh, dang!
Well, it's better than the 3 people you know, so why don't you just calm down?
Oh,
no chill.
Well, crap.
Holy heavens.
Okay. Don't you love that lovely bell?
That is just our...
That's our friend. Yeah, Ringy.
No, we were trying to be clever. That just didn't work out.
Ah, what are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
So, Abby wrote an article named Confident or Conceited, love that title, about body image.
I think that's really a thing that needs to be written about.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the health class, I remember health class summer gym, we had to do this project, and one of the kids asked, we had to ask questions and do an interactive part of the project. And one of the kids asked, name something that you really like about yourself. And everyone was like, well, I'm not conceited. It's not like I brag about myself all the time. And I'm like, well, that's not necessarily being conceited. It's good to have a good level of self-esteem.
And also, I really appreciated the fact that in that article, it gave equal attention to fat shaming and skinny shaming. Yeah, another go.
Yeah,
the apocalypse.
Yeah,
it's fine. You'll be safe. Anyway, it gave equal attention to skinny shaming, which is kind of a bit under the radar when compared to... Everyone knows that, like, fat people get bullied all the time, but...
That's true.
It also happens to people who are, quote-unquote, too skinny, and...
This is true, so maybe we should just appreciate everyone equally.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, get around that campfire, start singing that song, sing that campfire song.
Yeah, yeah.
C-A-M-F-I-R-E.
I haven't really had too many body image issues. I never really even addressed it, and, But the article is really well written.
It
really got me to take a look at some of the issues. So if you're really interested in that kind of more heavy kind of thing, that was a pretty well written article by Abby. Any other comments on body image? How do you guys feel about your bodies, just in general? Is your body ready?
I don't know. Sometimes I crave that mineral, and I'm just like, what you say? Sometimes I crave that sweet potato. Chicken nuggers.
That was a terrific way to not answer
made that
the question.
Same
help.
Joke last week.
I know. I think it's hilarious.
Back
but
to
no,
the question.
Honest to goodness, I'm fine with how I am. Like, if you don't like it, don't look at me. Don't approach me because
okay.
I will continue to eat full on cheesecakes. Like,
I think we've been very fortunate if you grew up in this area to live in a like relatively bully free zone. And like, I don't know, growing up I never had any issues with my body.
Ooh, I have issues with the bully free zone, but that's gonna be a t-shirt as tough.
Well, okay, alright.
Let me rephrase that. We absolutely do not have a bully free zone where we live. But relatively
No.
We have a bullying system, but it's jacked up. And we're gonna talk about that on the next episode of KiltCast, maybe. If you wanna hear it.
We should definitely do it.
Yeah,
send in your suggestions by
tell
the way.
Us what you want us to do. We actually have a Twitter, so if you want to tweet us at @AHS_kilt.
And just like
let us know what you want
us to podcast
yeah.
And let me know what's up, right?
We'll definitely talk about whatever.
Or you can just shoot us an email at whatever it is.
We do this for you guys. The email is theadamskilt@gmail.com.
There it is.
Let us know what you want to hear about and we'll try to get it out
absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
We should definitely talk about another article written by the fabulously dressed Bridget. She's always so well dressed.
So such a nice person too.
Bridget, she's
fantastic.
A+. She wrote a great article about vinyls. And a lot of you think, oh, I'm not a hipster. I don't need vinyls. Why would you even need vinyls, you crazy hipsters? No. I actually love vinyls.
Maybe, did you consider maybe that you're
yeah.
a hipster?
The amount of times the word hipster was used in Bridget's article was kind of comical. Because the title made it look as if it was inviting to all people who love vinyls. But then it was like, hipster.
But like, okay, here's
which is
the
true.
Deal.
You get,
here's
listen.
The deal. I'm not a hipster. I just, okay, why I like vinyls is...
I just
when
like
make,
vinyls
no,
and expressing
shush.
Myself and
no,
my
No, that's not why I like vinyls.
Okay,
I like
why
vinyls,
do you like vinyls
because when they're a new band and they make a vinyl, there's only a certain limited amount. It's like the equivalent of buying a t-shirt, but it'll last longer and it's got like more of me. You feel me? It's like, I'm really into this band. It's a limited edition kind of thing.
I get it. It's like a collector's edition.
It's like a collector's item.
I get you, but I take issue with the whole last longer thing. Vinyls look like 10 times more fragile version of CDs.
But like, here's the deal. You don't necessarily have to like, okay, here's the thing about vinyls.
Mm-hmm.
it's not necessarily, and a lot of people don't have record players and they still have vinyls, but you can do a lot of different things with vinyls. Like, you can convert them to CDs, and then you have the CD, and then you just have the vinyl as, like, an art piece. You could do something really cool with that.
You can eat them.
I mean, that's definitely an option.
If you watch My Weird Addiction, you can eat them.
Oh, man, that show is amazing.
That show about
the lady that, like, eats tissue paper or whatever.
Well, there are a lot of people who eat a lot of things on that show.
It's amazing.
Anyway. Isn't there, like, a name for eating?
There was one that was really gross. It was, like, eating scabs.
All right, we don't even Drew, you wrote an article recently about this newfangled game called Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U.
Oh.
You talk about it?
Yeah, I did. I'm, like, a semi-expert on this sort of thing, so I'm going to try not to get on too far.
Time out. He's so much of an expert that his original review was 5 pages long.
Would you read a five-page long enthusiast read it and you think this is a bunch of junk? Blame the editing process and then let them know. But anyways,
the editing process is spectacular at the kill. So don't.
We're spot on.
Yeah, I guess they helped me to keep it more concise. But at the end of the day, when I reviewed the game, really just solid stuff. Again, this is a kind of late. This review's kind of late coming. The game released in late November, I believe. But really a solid game. Really great entry into the Wii U's library. All the characters play great. The game's well balanced. I actually think that, you know, whether you play casually or competitively, it's really just a solid experience all the way through.
Yeah. But time out. Is there really such a thing as a casual game?
Absolutely.
Smash?
Yeah, there is.
Absolutely.
Is there? Because every game that I play gets so intense so quickly.
Madam, you clearly have never played a game of only Master Balls on high with no other items on at 2x critical hit. With 15 lives and 300%.
Oh, no, I like to go Fox Final Destination, no items.
Oh, that's intense. That's intense.
I kid, of course.
Are you kidding?
That's like a joke about the competitive community.
Of course. It can get really competitive.
It's very interesting. But, you know, if you're into the game, awesome, it's great, pick it up. If you haven't gotten a Wii U, I recommend it for that game alone. It's really very good.
The Wii U library
is actually highly underrated, in my opinion.
It is very underrated.
But, that's, I guess, another feature discussion for another day. But end of story, really good game. You guys played the game? What do you think?
I have. It is spectacular. I will say, though, Nintendo continually is in a state of perpetual shooting itself in the foot.
Oh, yeah.
This game could have just skyrocketed. I mean, it did. It skyrocketed.
It's really good, yeah.
But, like, it was a 10 out of 10. It could have been a 12 out of 10 if they had just made more adapters for the GameCube controller.
Ooh, yeah.
They did make GameCube adapters because everyone loves your old GameCube controller. I happen to own one of them, and let me tell you, it takes a game to a whole new level. It's so good. The problem is, I don't know if they were bitter that people don't like the new controllers or if they underestimated how much people wanted them. They just horribly
completely understocked. You could go to any place, you can't get it, but, you know, at the end of the day, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah. So, I really like the art in the game.
The art is great.
It's beautiful, yeah.
And then, like, the things that the characters say, I'm really feeling it.
Oh, that's strong from Xenoblade. What I really like about Smash in general is how it's able to introduce players to characters that they wouldn't have really known otherwise. I mean, I kind of got introduced to the Fire Emblem series.
Yeah, same series.
And it's weird how they're able to make all the characters go together. Like, you know, you've got someone like Shulk and then standing next to a Pikachu and it looks completely natural. So, really amazing stuff.
I mean, it almost looks natural. And then you have Duck Hunt Dog. Whatever. That's
fine.
A grievance
it's
for
fine.
Another day.
We're old school people. But anyways, we're going to jump off of that boat and move on to our feature discussion, which is Valentine's Day. The big old loved and dubbing holiday where you make
invented
out lover on a bench while you listen to Careless Whisper dancing on the highway of dreams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, I just like to point out that we are all single, so we may be a little biased.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty bitter review.
I don't know. Valentine's Day is actually my fourth favorite holiday. It goes Christmas, Thanksgiving, Galentine's Day, and then Valentine's Day.
What about the 4th of July?
I feel like Halloween was snubbed just the tiniest bit.
Yeah, like Halloween and 4th of July.
Halloween, the last two Halloweens for me have been really cold and, like, not that great.
Just like your heart.
Fair point.
You know what? That's not what your mom said, so shut up.
That was
bad. That was poorly placed. I'll come up with better.
Ivan, how was your Valentine's Day experience?
Oh, my Valentine's Day was terrific. I hung out with some great friends, spent the night.
Some lady friends? Spent the night with
some Ladies.
Oh, I did. Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hung out with some friends, had a lot of fun. I will say, however, one story that I heard, and I feel like I hear the story every year, every Valentine's Day, and it cracks me up just the tiniest bit. Valentine's Day is kind of portrayed as, like, the day where, like, especially teenagers will kind of, like, go a bit farther than they usually do for the romantics. Every year, though, I hear the story of a kid who realized, oh, dang, gotta get her a present. I'll just break up with her. and he does it, and that's kind of defeats the purpose of Valentine's Day just a little bit.
My friend, she got broken up with right before Valentine's Day, and I wonder now if that's the reason, because people are hard to shop for, so it's like, well, I'll save them the trouble.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never really gotten the whole you have to give a gift, you're breaking up concept, because it's been noise to me more like, well, if you guys like each other, then just spend time together. You don't need to buy each other stuff, but I don't know, that's just me.
I think the important thing to remember about Valentine's Day, isn't it? It's not necessarily spend time with those who you're, like, romantically involved with. It should be spending time with those people who you actually genuinely care about and love. Not necessarily your girlfriend or your boyfriend, but it could be, like, some of your best buds.
Well, thanks, Linus from Charlotte.
You know what? You know what they say. Ovaries before broveries.
Oh my god. I just want to see how her opinion would change if she had a significant other.
I literally, it would not change, because I hate those people who you're like, hey, you want to hang out? And they're like, oh, well, my boyfriend. I can't do anything without them.
I mean, no one wants a third.
We have become Siamese twins. We are conjoined at the hip. We can do nothing without each other.
Yes.
I hate we people, too. You know those couples who are we people? And they're like, we love macaroni and cheese. We love the ballet. And I'm like, well, I was actually talking to her, but I'm glad you agree on that. I hate we people.
I don't know. Any anecdotes on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day. My.
Wow, Hope, you've been talking a lot and you talk some more. I'm kidding.
I mean, she seems to have very strong feelings about Valentine's Day.
I love Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday. I go all out. I make the handmade cards. I give out the candies. I'm good.
We're a bunch of guys.
That does bring up a good point, though. I don't want to say I'm a fan of them because the quality varies quite a bit. But those joke Valentine's
Day cards.
Tumblr cards.
Those can be very good. They can be very bad. But
they can be so bad that they're good, though.
Yeah, and also, like, witty.
They will guarantee you, no matter what your fandom is, there is a bunch of them
for your fandom. So it's always great to check those out.
Yeah, Tumblr has upped its game this year, I feel.
Really quick anecdote before we close off the feature discussion. I think I was in the lunchroom when I saw this one kid. He was kind of like a very scrawny, dorky-looking child.
Aww.
He will not be named.
Wow.
Oh, you're so rude.
Really?
I'm sorry. But this is pretty adorable. He went up to, like, this more popular girl than he was, and he gave her, like, a little Valentine's Day, and then he scurried off. And all those girls laughed at him.
What?
And he got super mad.
Did they not have mothers? Did they not learn manners?
Well,
oh my gosh.
What else would you expect?
I really expected nothing, but that's just rude.
If it's
like,
the way you describe it, it seems like straight out of the script, man.
Yeah, I know. It's just something out of a sitcom. I just couldn't believe I was watching it. It's kind of like a train wreck, too. I just wanted to look away, but I kept looking
back. That's so
rude.
I hate when people do that. It's like, clearly this person put thought and effort into you. Could and, like, getting just, something for you. And you just laugh at them? That's rude. That's, like, no manners, no chill. Like,
I will say that. That does bring up one of my biggest issues with Valentine's Day. I hate anything that, like, acts as an excuse for, like, someone to ask someone out. Because, like, on the one hand, it's, like, motivation for someone to ask someone out finally. But also, it makes someone lower their standards because they want to have a date for that event. Mm-hmm. And then that relationship is basically doomed from the start.
It's a train wreck.
And it's like you see it every year at, like, homecoming. Oh, they're going together to the dance, and then 5 days later they're not together anymore.
Because they really just wanted a date because they just didn't want to be alone.
Yeah, they didn't want to be left out of that, you know, social event.
Yeah,
that's a really good commentary. Great perspective there, Adam. Yeah. All right, so that was a future discussion on Valentine's Day. I hope yours went well, even though ours was apparently
not awesome.
Mine was great. What are you talking about?
Well, mine wasn't awesome.
I had cake. I hung out with my girls. It was fine. We watched TV, we watched The Avengers, we watched Guardians of the Galaxy, we did each other double Valentine's Day, you don't even know, it's amazing.
Alright, so one of our final segment, Complaint Corner. So, any complaints about this week, school, life?
Okay, time out. I complain about this maybe every week, but we park in Van Hoosen's lot,
mm-hmm.
and so to get from Van Hoosen to Adams in the morning. You have to avoid crazy soccer moms trying to drop off their kids. They don't care who you are. They will run you down. Then you have to climb up this ice-covered hill. It's like they're testing you to see how badly you want to get to school and get this learning experience. And I'm like, actually, I don't think it's worth the death. It's really not. It's terrifying.
Let it all out of your system. That's what this whole segment's about.
People are like...
complaints?
Oof.
Yeah, my complaint of the week is, I don't want to blame it on Mr. Carroll.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to say math tests in general. If you have a math test in which the majority of students take an hour and a half to take, you have a problem on your hands. I was not there. I was absent that day. But Hope tells me that there were about 40 people in Mr. Carroll's room taking
that
test.
You think I'm exaggerating? I'm in sixth hour, and I'm still there after the bell, as well as half of my class, and then like half of the other classes came back to finish their tests, and there were still people there when I left, and I left at 3:30 because I had stuff to do. I am told that there were people still there at 4:15 trying to get their tests done, and it's like, well, maybe we have a bigger issue here.
I myself took that test this morning, got here at 7 in the morning to take the test. Obviously, I didn't finish before school started. I actually ended up skipping first hour to finish that test, and it's like, I don't know, man, when you take an hour and a half to finish a test, you kind of get the feeling that, whatever, you have the things you have to be tested on. But perhaps choose better questions. It was an 11-question test. Maybe separate into two different
things. Or maybe choose better numbers, I guess.
Yeah. Okay,
I was getting
numbers.
Crazy numbers. I was like, I know this math is
before
right.
We turn this into the hate Carroll test.
No, I love
not the
it's
hate
not
Carol.
The hate Carroll.
It's hate the math.
It's the test. It's the way the tests are structured.
Listen,
but I do
the
not
bullshit like. System, man.
Make a corner
to the man.
Called the complaint corner.
And then tell us not to complain. Like,
No. I just complained about more things with Mr. Carroll.
Right.
What else would
you,
I like to complain about?
Good?
No, not really. Aside from, you know, just usual
your life is perfect.
Problem stuff. I don't know. The FAFSA website, if anyone's filled that out for scholarships, it is painfully, horribly designed. It's just terrible, it's stupid, and I hate it. But other than that, really nothing too badly. And again, you know, that was the complaint corner. If you have a complaint...
let us know.
Please don't hesitate to send it to theadamsguild@gmail.com. Make your subject podcast. Send in a complaint, either anonymously or you can tag your name onto it. And we will read it on the show, and you can just vent. Just say whatever you want. Not anything. Like, don't curse anyone out.
Yeah.
Let's keep this. Maybe not PG, but like
PG-13, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not...
you can swear in your email. We'll just, like, fluff it out, you know? But
we'll replace it with, like, duck and quack.
Or, you know, you could just tweet us. We do have a Twitter.
Yeah. Or tweet us and then give us a hashtag complaint corner, hashtag podcast, and then we'll know what you're driving.
Again.
And we probably feel your pain. We're probably right there with you. Like, yes, that is crap. This is a fact of life.
And again,
sympathy.
We got
you. If you didn't catch it before, we are at @AHS_Kelt on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to check us out there.
Is it @AHS_?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. That would be AHS_kilt@gmail.com. There we go.
Also follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter. Those are updated regularly, so it's really cool if you need to know like what's going on in the school, fun events, we're always there. Come talk to
us. Hold on, slight correction.
We're closing this off.
Drew just messed this up. It's theadamskilt@gmail.com, and then on Twitter and Instagram it's @AHS_kilt.
Okay.
So sorry for confusing the hell out of you, but this is our first try, so give us a break.
Make sure you check us out at our website, theadamskilt.com, and we will talk to you next week, maybe.
Yeah. Quick thing before we end off the show. If you have a question, you want advice on life, feel free to send us a question and just an email at the email Ivan said, and title it Listener Question, and we'll answer it on the show, and it can be anything about life. Love, whatever. I just want to give advice, okay? So, that's that. And hope you enjoyed the first episode of the cast. If you didn't, whatever. But, you know, that's that. All right. See you guys soon.
See you guys.
Bye.
Yeah.
Man. Bye.